good, you're good. Handful today.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right, brother. We do have one this morning, all affected by the tornadoes in Arkansas. Yeah. And I have a praise report that I really want to share with y'all because it's God. Mm-hmm. It is Him all the way. So I wasn't here yesterday because Wednesday, I had an attack, a spiritual attack is what I'm going to call it, even though I felt it in the physical, in my physical body, it was a spiritual attack. So I'm at my other job, and I'm just doing my job, okay? And all of a sudden, I hear the Lord say, I've called you into full-time ministry. And my coworker come in to do some stuff. And I was like, hey, sister, I don't know what the details are, but I want to tell you the Lord called me into full-time ministry. Mm-hmm. I received it. Mm-hmm. And when I said it, when I spoke it, something happened. Okay? So I ate lunch. Everything was good. I told another person, hey, the Lord called me into full-time ministry. I don't know what that looks like yet. I don't know the details yet, but I'm excited. You know, and they're like, hey, that's great, you know. And so a little while later, it started with the chills. I was so cold and could not get warm. It felt like my bones were shaking, okay? So, and it was just like that. And then I started to feel nauseous, and I'm just praying, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I know you know, and I know you got me.
Right.
You're my doctor. You're my healer. I love you, and I trust you.
Right.
Help me get through this. Yep. I don't want to have to call her to come back up here and take over the shift. Mm-hmm. I need you to get me through it, Lord.
Right.
This is rough.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So I get home, and I go straight to bed. I call my mama to let my mama know I made it home. Mm-hmm. So then I go straight to bed. Mm-hmm. Well, I woke up, and I had to have been running fever. Mm-hmm. I woke up at 12:30 with a splitting headache. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was horrific. Yeah. Then I woke up at 3:30 soaking wet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I woke up the next morning, and I woke up Thursday, and I have been diagnosed. They are not mine. Mm-hmm. However, facts. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed at a young age of having complex combination seizure disorder. Okay? Mm. Yep. And last time I had a seizure was a few years ago. And I had the tools in me to pray in the spirit. Mm-hmm. When I felt it coming on, mm-hmm. I began to pray in the spirit. Yep. And that stopped it. Mm-hmm. It didn't progress into a full-blown seizure. Okay? When I have a seizure, if I have a seizure, it can take me weeks to recover because they're so bad, okay?
Yeah.
And so, yes, Wednesday night, I believe the enemy knows now I have that tool to fight him in the day while I'm awake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I believe that was a direct attack from the enemy to try to bring me back down. And curse my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I stayed home and I just prayed and meditated on the word and just on my God.
Yeah.
Last night, we had a meeting, a Glow International. I almost didn't go because I was feeling so bad. Yeah. I was just physically feeling so bad. I almost didn't go. Mm-hmm. And I prayed about it. I asked the Lord, Lord, you know how I feel. You know how I feel physically,
right,
emotionally, and mentally. You know how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
What do you say? If you say go, then I'm going to go.
Right.
If you say rest, I'm going to go back to bed and rest.
Yeah.
He said, get up, take a shower, and go. Mm-hmm. Sir, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I got up. I did what he said. And I called my mom because I still wasn't feeling right. So I called my mom. I said, "Mom, let's go. Are y'all going?" "Yeah, we're all going." I said, "Well, would you come and pick me up? I really don't think I need to be driving to Elk."
Right.
"So will you come pick me up?" So they did. We went, and it was a great meeting. So they asked, you know, they knew something was going on. They prayed for me, and I mean, immediately, as they were praying for me, I could feel the change. I could feel everything leaving, all the effects from that attack leaving. One lady saw it. The other lady laid her hands on me. And then whenever they were praying, the lady saw what I was feeling and what I was experiencing. Yes, sir. The lady saw what I was experiencing and what the lady who laid her hands on me was feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And man, this morning, I feel so refreshed.
Praise God.
I feel so clear-headed. I feel great.
Praise
and
God.
I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you that you still are a healing.
Yes.
You are still in the healing business.
Yes.
You're still a miracle worker.
Yes.
And you still come for your children.
Yes, amen. Amen. So good. So true. Amen.
I just had to put, you know,
absolutely. Yeah.
I have to. When I have a praise report like that, you know, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I came to the place where I knew I could take the facts, the facts. Don't ignore the facts. They're not going away.
Right.
But you can take those facts and put them to the truth, brother.
That's right.
And that truth will overcome.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Every time. Every time. Yes. And that's why it's so important to share those moments, because you strengthen in each other's faith.
Yeah.
You know, that, man, I'm going through it. I'm struggling here. I'm dealing with health issues, and God healed them, you know, so I can believe God to be my healer.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so crucial. And we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
And it took me a while to get there.
Yeah.
You know, a snake lays eggs. And when a snake lays eggs, they don't immediately hatch.
Right.
It takes time for them to hatch. Mm-hmm. I had let a snake in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I allowed that snake to lay eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those eggs hatched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the Lord, whenever I asked him to help me, he showed me the lies that I took in as truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the snake egg, snake in his eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they hatched and produced.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my God is the God who can come clean house.
Yes, amen. Yes, so true. So true. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go prayer.
Let's go to the Lord.
All right. Amen. May you be encouraged as we pray as well. All right. And we'll also be remembering those affected by all the fires that took place out in the panhandle of Texas and everything as well. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord. We are so thankful for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Thankful for those that have tuned in today. Pray that, God, your word has been a blessing to them today. Lord, we pray, God, for all these that have been affected by the tornadoes that have hit in Arkansas. God, that you just keep your hand with them and meet every need they have emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally. God, you know, whatever provisions they may need, of shelter and of food and different things. God, I pray, God, meet those needs. Also, those affected by the fires over in the panhandle of Texas and some of West Oklahoma. Lord, we just pray, God, that you would work there. I know that thankfully there are some that have donated hay and different things to those farmers. But Lord, we know that there's a lot of things that are still going on there and a lot of recovery efforts that are going to have to take place. And we just pray that you give grace there. Lord, we also pray for my wife, Lord, as she's healing from this pneumonia that she's had. And Lord, as she's taking her real estate exam today as well, we just pray, God, that you be with her. And Lord, let your will be accomplished in each of our lives. And as Easter's coming, Lord, help us as churches to continue to lift you up and to draw people this Resurrection Sunday to where they can hear the good news of Jesus Christ, that he who was dead is now alive and alive forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back. Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. God has designed us to be unique. What we feel, how we see, and why we express is unequaled. You have a reason why you are here. He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Tim Patterson. His title for this morning is Steps, a Spring, and a Song.
Yes, amen. Yeah, you know, at the earlier part, I shared a little bit of our testimony of how God has led us from August up to this point, and how God's just continuing to lead us, and still got transitions going. I don't know if y'all know this, but there's just as much effort that goes into closing a clinic as there is.
Yeah.
If not more. But God has just been good. Mm-hmm. And through it all, there's an old song, Andre Crouch, one of my favorites. He used to sing, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. And he said, I thank God for the valleys. Mm-hmm. I thank God for the mountains. Yes. I thank God for every problem, basically. Because if I never had one, I would never know that he could solve it. And if God helped me to get this mindset that when difficulty comes, it's an opportunity for God to show up. Yes. Because God, if it's outside of our purview of ability, and God... but it comes upon us. This is something we need to deal with, that we have the responsibility for. It's outside of our ability. Well, then God gets the glory.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful that God? And so it was outside of their purview of, well, we're going to the Promised Land. We're doing this. You know, that They were not an army. These were not skilled. This was not Genghis Khan, all right? This was Moses and a ragtag group of folks that had spent a life of abuse, basically. But God took a man who couldn't speak well, put him with a group of people that had suffered abuse terribly, and says, I'm going to make a great nation out of them. And I'm going to get the glory for it. And he did he not? Time and again, to the point that Rahab said, we've heard what your God has done. We've heard about the Red Sea. We've heard about the crossing at the river. We've heard about this. We've heard about this. And listen, I don't want to mess with your God. So, you know, you guys just tell me what I need to do so you can spare my family, all right? Because just what we got to do here. Let's work something out. That testimony was all about God's glory. It wasn't, we've heard about how great Israel is. No. We've heard about what a man of God Moses. No. We've heard how good your God is.
Come on, come on.
And when we go through the steps in the wilderness and God leads us to the springs and he satisfies our longing soul and he gives us a song to sing in the middle of it all.
Yes.
God gets the glory.
Amen.
When you can together with your spouse come through and say, man, God's been faithful. When you with your staff and your staff looks at you and says, God, y'all are doing the right thing. And that friendship is strengthened as a result of it. God just gives a song. And when you come through and you just, and I love how the psalmist said it so well. He said, my God brought me up out of a horrible pit. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings and he put a song in my mouth. My goodness, as children of God, do you understand that because God is sovereign, that there is no such thing as a small assignment. And because God is sovereign, that all things work together for his glory. And because God is sovereign, thank God, his grace is sufficient enough for every mistake that you and I are going to make.
Come on.
And sometimes we blame the devil for some decisions that we make. I understand that. Yeah. But sometimes it's not the devil, it's the decision. But
come on.
But at the end of the day, when it's said and done, we can together come out singing the song, great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thy hand hath provided all I have needed.
Yes.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We can come out singing the songs of Scripture that, you know, maybe they weren't set to music, but we could certainly set them to music if we set our mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
We could come out singing, God works all things together for the glory of the God, for the good of those that love God and are the called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
We can come out singing, he hath provided all of my need according to his riches and glory. We can come out saying, he gives a peace that passes all understanding. My wife is a natural worrier and a planner. And you knew who has had more peace in this transition than either of us? Her. And she's normally the one that would be the one worrying. And I'm over here like, I'm the one that's normally like rolls off the duck back, everything's good. And I'm like, Jesus, you're going to have to give me some faith for that. you know, but God gives grace.
Yes.
And where my faith grows low, my wife's is built strong. And when I'm up and if she's down and I'm up, that's why it's so important to understand that we are better together.
Mm-hmm.
Husband, your wife needs you. Wife, you need your husband. Together, you're better. Can two walk together lest they agree? A threefold cord cannot be broken, right?
Come on.
When a husband and a wife and God get in agreement with one another, and the husband and wife say, you know what? All that matters to us is that God gets the glory.
Amen.
This life is not for me. This life I'm living is not for anybody else. I'm not trying to please other people. I'm not trying to, you know, I want to be liked by other people. I mean, who doesn't? But my number one goal in this life at the end of the day is to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. enter into the joy of thy Lord. And at that moment, I get to sing a song that I've never got to sing. And I get to join in a band, a group of people singing a song that the angels cannot sing. And at that moment, I get to sing of the glory of God and of His grace and His power around His throne as I cast my crown at His feet. Because, let's be honest, I don't deserve a crown. He does. And any righteousness I have is a result of His grace and of His righteousness, because my righteousness is just filthy rags. There is nothing you can do to earn it. There's nothing you can do that makes you righteous other than trust in Him and believe in Him and walk with Him. And as we do that, He will lead you through the wilderness. I'm just going to be straight up with you. The Christian life is not an easy life, as some would say. It's not always, it's not Bugs Bunny going through the tulips. Sometimes it feels like Wile E. Coyote, all right? Yeah. Sometimes that's how you feel.
Go on.
It's not reality, but that's, you know, per se. But sometimes that's how we feel.
Yes.
But in the middle of all of that.
Okay.
Thank you, baby. But when we come through life in this understanding that God is faithful, and we go through life, understand, I said that the Christian life isn't easy. Don't misunderstand me. The way of the transgressor is hard, okay? There is no ifs, ands, or. The way of the transgressor is hard. I will say the way of the Christian isn't easy, but it's His burden is light. You know why it's light? Because this is what He said. Come, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I don't know. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Do you understand that what Jesus is saying there? I don't know if y'all are familiar. I'm a kind of a city boy, but not quite. I know a little bit of country stuff. I know what a yoke is other than an egg. But they would take two animals and put them together, and they would use them to plow their fields. And there was a principle that they would tell in the Old Testament, and then Paul alludes to it in the New, about not yoking an oxen up with a donkey. Because that poor donkey, I mean, you ever held a dog up above the water and just watch him try to?
Yes.
I mean, that's about what it would be like. But Jesus is saying in that moment, He says, come, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. What He's saying at that moment is, hey, let's do this together. I'm going to carry this with you. And so I encourage you, take the steps with the Lord. Trust His leading. Sometimes it's through the wilderness. Sometimes it's over a mountain. Sometimes it's through a river. Sometimes it's through a Red Sea. But trust the Lord's leading. Walk in His steps. Take advantage of the opportunities where He gives you springs to get sustenance. And lastly, let Him always be your song. Amen. He does give the song. He is the song. When you can't sing anything else, you can sing, Jesus is Lord. And He is worthy of all glory and honor and praise. And so I encourage you, great is His faithfulness in morning and evening. Great is His faithfulness. I love how Charity Gill says it so well. Don't lose hope. This is not the end of the story. I think it's in joy and in mourning, or I can't remember how she says it now, but great is His faithfulness. If there's no other song we can sing, we can always point back to the faithfulness of God time and again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good word, brother. Good word. Good word. I'm new to this.
Yeah, I hear you. Me too. First time on TikTok.
Yeah. Welcome. 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 Welcome.
My initiation phase. I guess.
Yeah. I'm learning. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Tim Patterson. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.